I didn't tell John what I was preaching on tonight, but we're going to talk about joy tonight. Come on. Christmas time, right? Joy to the world. You know that there's joy in serving Jesus. Let me say that again. There's joy in serving Jesus. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to remind yourself of that joy. Sometimes you got to stir that joy up. But there's joy, come on, in serving Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the first stages of joy is a smile. Let me just say that one more time. The first stages of joy is a smile. Come on. So we're going to start out with that. We're just going to smile for Jesus. Yeah, but I don't feel like smiling. Well, get over yourself and smile anyway, right? Because you got something to smile about, right? Amen. You don't know what's going on in my life. I know it, and I don't know for sure, but I do know what's been done for your life. What's been done for your life is that Jesus died for your sins. He was rose again on the third day. He's sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for you, so you have something to be smiling about. Come on. Woo! We're going to talk about joy tonight, but we're not going to just talk about joy. We're going to experience joy. Hallelujah. Come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you don't get on it, in on it, well, I'm sorry. You know, it's your fault. It's not my fault. Because it's here. Glory to God. Because the joy of the Lord is here. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Glory to God. You remember when Jesus was born, the angels came down in Luke chapter 2 and it said there was a season of great joy because the Savior of the world has come. There was great joy when Jesus came. There was great joy. Glory to God. I got something to be joyful about. Because that same Jesus who was birthed in that little town of Bethlehem in a manger is the one who's sitting on the throne right now. And He's my Lord. He's my King. He's everything to me. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter, woo, glory to God. We're just going to get filled with joy tonight. Well, I am. You guys can do whatever you want. But verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection from the dead." "An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though for a little while, and need be, you might be have been grieved by various trials, the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." Come on. I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's done an incredible work for me. He's alive on the inside of me. My life was changed the day that I came in and became a part of His family. But look at this. Because I'm saved, there should be inside of me that others can see. Come on. I am rejoicing with joy that's inexpressible. That means it's not a joy that's just, well, praise the Lord. Right? It's a joy that's exuberant. Come on. A joy that is resounding. A joy that lights up the room. Glory to God. The devil wants to steal your joy, because in that joy is the very thing that God wants to use to set you free from what the enemy is trying to trap you in. Come on. We all go through stuff. But if you're going through stuff surrounded by your feelings, you're going to miss out on the fact that joy is available to you in the midst of the stuff. Right? Because again, what we go through here on this earth, and sometimes it's tough. Right? Come on, just in this last week, man, I got a call last night from a brother that lost his wife. Didn't lose, we know where she is, but you know, she passed away a few weeks ago, right? She's not lost, we know where she is. And he said, he called, and I talked to him, and he said, yeah, my brother just passed away with COVID. He just, you know, just, and that's tough, right? But the reality is they're both in heaven. You understand? They both knew Jesus. They're both dancing on streets of gold. They're not sad today. They're not bound today. They're rejoicing today. And we're going to see them again. So really, listen, if we get our eyes off of ourselves and look at the overall picture, even when we're going through stuff, we can have joy. Come on. And I love this. Joy inexpressible. Joy that's abundant. Have you ever had joy that you just couldn't contain? Right? I mean, there's a laughter that comes that goes beyond anything else that you've ever had. And it doesn't make sense. And it can act goofy doing it. And you almost feel drunk doing it. And if you get around people enough that are just laughing like that, I don't know why I'm laughing, but I'm laughing. They're laughing, I'm laughing. Because there's joy that comes with knowing who God is. Come on. There's joy. Listen, it's not joy to the world, the Lord has come. Praise the Lord. You know, it's joy to the world, Jesus has come. Woo, glory to God. I got joy tonight. I got joy, and I'm not going to give up on it. I'm not going to quit on it. I'm not going to stop on it. Right? Come on. But I've said this before over and over again, to rejoice is a choice. And to make that choice in the midst of what we're going through will bring inside of us the very thing that will release us from the grief that's associated with the thing that we're going through. Glory to God. You can. Did you know, and this is a scientific fact. It's a scientific fact. When you laugh, there's endorphins that go off in your brain that release chemicals that just take stress away. Come on, you just need a good laugh. You just need a good laugh. Here's the cool thing. This is really cool. That a fake laugh will do the same thing. So what do I mean? I'm saying, joy for Christians, there's times where we might have to start faking it to making it. In other words, this one brother said he got saved, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, he got healed. God brought him off of his deathbed, right? And you know, severe heart conditions, but God raised him up, healed him. But the devil came back a few months later and said, well, you know, that was just temporary, but it's coming back. And you're feeling a little bit of the symptoms now, but it's coming back, and you're going to die, and you're going to, you know, you'll be in heaven, but you're going to die. And he said, I just started laughing. There was pain in my body, but I just started, ha, 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 devil, ha, 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 Mr. Devil, ha, ha. Now, I didn't feel like laughing. I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to cry. I wanted to feel sorry for myself. But on purpose, I just went, ha, 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 Mr. Devil, ha, 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 Mr. Devil, and kept it up until it was not any longer a fake laugh. It was a reality laugh, and the enemy left him and went away because he couldn't stand to be laughed at. Come on. Come on, we have joy that's inexpressible. Glory to God. We have something to be joyful for. And the very thing that we have to be joyful for is explained in these verses. I'm going to go over them again and then think about this. Now get your mind off of what you got to do tomorrow. Get your mind off of the bills you have to pay. Get your mind off of what you got to figure out. And just listen to this one more time. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for me. And I'm kept. Come on, come on. How many have ever felt like, man, today I'm up and today I'm down? I don't know if God's mad at me. I give God's not mad at me. If you're born again, watch this. The power of God is what keeps us. We're kept by the power of God. God has His hand on you, but you listen to the enemy long enough and you won't even know if you're saved or not. Right? But you got to go, ha, 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 Mr. Devil. I want to tell you that the same Jesus who came to me, the same Holy Spirit who revealed Jesus to me, is now not up there somewhere, but He's living on the inside of me. Ha, ha, ha. I've got Jesus living on the inside. Woo! Glory to God. I'm kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed. Come on. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Woo! Verse 6 says, in this you greatly rejoiced. When you got saved, did you rejoice? When you got saved, was it something that happened on the inside of you? And it might not have been that night, but at some point you should have went, woo! What happened to me? Come on, what happened to me? I was lost, but now I'm found. I knew that I didn't know God. I was far away from God. But there was a time when He came to me. And when He came to me, my life changed. I couldn't explain it to my friends. I couldn't explain it to my family because they didn't understand it, because they didn't have the same life in them that I had in me. But I had Jesus living on the inside. Come on. He's living on the inside. I've got the Spirit of God. And I'm greatly rejoicing that Jesus came, died, and He was raised from the dead. And I've been included in that. And the same power that raised Him from the dead is able to keep me. Come on. Is able to keep me. I mean, even when I'm feeling bad, even when circumstances aren't going right, even when somebody leaves the church, even when some, you know, it seems like the bills aren't ready. Come on, it doesn't matter. He's able, by His power, to keep me. Woo! I rejoice! Woo! Even though for a little while I got to go through stuff, don't let your stuff be what you're looking at. Be looking at the finished work of Jesus Christ. There's coming. Listen, I've got to tell you. I think we should take care of the planet. I think we should do whatever we can do to recycle, do all of that stuff. But I know that at the end it's going to burn up, and that it's going to be made brand new all over again. And I'm not as concerned about what's happening here as what's already happened there. Glory to God. Lord, I'm not worried about not having enough here because I know that there's enough there. Woo! It's all perspective. It's all, come on. You got a choice in whether you're going to rejoice or not. You can have joy if you'll do something about your attitude. Woo! Glory to God. If you'll begin to laugh when you don't feel like it, if you begin to smile at least when you don't feel like it, people ought to see Christians and go, you're weird. You're weird. Why? Because you're smiling. I'll never forget the day. I was working in the shipyard, and we'd been working for months, 7 hours, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we were in one of those pressure situations. The boss at the safety meeting, which a lot of times were nothing more than telling us what we did wrong meetings, but at the safety meeting came in, and he just reamed us out. We had our supervisor, and and we went back down to the floor, and I'm back down working, and Tom is next to me. And I'm just smiling. I just got a smile on my face. He looked over at me like I fell out of a well. He looked over at me like I was some kind of alien. He says, you've been working the same hours that I have. You're as tired as I am. You were in the same meeting that I was, and you're smiling. Why? Jesus! That's what I said. Jesus! Come on. Woo! Jesus! Glory to God! I got something to smile about. I got something to be excited about. Glory to God. I need to be more joyful than I've ever been in my life. I got to quit looking like a prune and start looking like God has raised me up, like I'm already seated with Him in heavenly places, like I'm already there. I've got to begin to understand that Jesus is Lord of my life, that God's got it all under control, and glory to God, worry is a sin that I refuse to get involved in. Woo! Ha ha ha! Come on. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Devil, listen. Ha, ha, ha. Trial, I want to just tell you. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, because God is living on the inside of me. Woo! 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 Turn back to Titus, the book of Titus, and the second chapter. Titus chapter 2. Woo! Come on, look at this. Verse 13 says this, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. I have a blessed hope. Now that's not a blessed wish, that's a blessed hope. That's an expectation that I'm confidently standing on, that someday He's going to split the eastern sky. He's going to come down and He's going to put His foot on the Mount of Olives. He's going to walk through the eastern gate. Come on. He's going to establish heaven on earth. Glory to God. There's a new Jerusalem that's coming down. We're going to read about it in a few minutes. But I have a blessed hope. But I've got to keep my eye on that hope rather than my circumstances. Come on. I can't let depression... See, depression is an enemy from joy. Come on, right? If you're depressed, you're not going around, ho, 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 ho. But if you'll do it in faith, even if you're depressed, and you'll go, ha, 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 even if it's like, ha, 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 and you stay with it long enough, joy will start to bubble up on the inside and depression will leave you because, glory to God, where the joy of the Lord is, depression cannot stand. Hallelujah! Woo! Woo! Come on, think about this when you sing it at Christmas time. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Come on, He's come, He's here, He's in me. Glory to God. And if you don't want some of it, you just forget it. I'll take your section. Woo, glory to God. I'm going to be a container of inexpressible joy. Can you imagine Christian people come into church and they're just, people are going, woo, woo, glory, woo. What is that? They're just drunk with joy. They don't know how to say it. They don't know how to express it anymore. God's been so good to them. Woo! Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. You know, back in the day of Pentecost, when when churches were filled with the Spirit of God and they began to speak with other tongues and miracles and everything were happening, they got the name Holy Rollers. And some of it was flesh, but a lot of times it was, they started laughing. The laughing went to dancing. And then when dancing didn't do it, they started running. And then when they were running, they just fell out on the floor because they were tired of running. And they just started rolling. Because joy filled the house. Glory to God. Listen, you can't be in the glory of God and be somber. And I'm convinced if the glory of God is in the house, there's great joy that comes with it. Glory to God. But listen, I might have trouble today. My knees might hurt a little bit today. My back might be a little in pain. But I have a blessed hope, glory to God, that He's coming again. And when He comes, I'm going to be with Him. And I'm going to be with Him forever and ever and ever and ever. Woo! Glory! I get joy when I think about what Jesus done for me. I get joy when I think about what Jesus done for me. I get joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah. Well, if I get like that, people might look at me funny. I don't care how people look at me. Right? I don't care. You stay depressed if you want to. You stay down if you want. You stay blue if you want to. But I refuse to have the blues. Woo, because His joy is in me. I might have a great opportunity to have the blues. Tomorrow I might have an opportunity. Somebody might do something. Somebody might say something. Somebody might disappoint me. Something might happen. I might lose a loved one. But glory to God, if I keep my eyes on the blessed hope, even if my kids don't do what I want them to, or my, whatever it is, I have a hope that's in Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Aren't you worried that you're not going to be good enough for God? No, that's already passed. I'm not good enough for God. It was His mercy that came to me, and the same power and His mercy and grace that's come over me, not only to save me, come on, He's also keeping me. Woo, glory to God. We have a blessed hope to look forward to. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Go with me to Revelation chapter 21, the book of the Revelation. Come on, it's not the revelations, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's a revelation of what's coming. It's a revelation, it's like, woo, glory to God, I didn't see that coming. Come on, can you just imagine when John was having all these dreams? They go, wow, glory to God, because I saw this. I saw this. I saw this in my mind's eye. I saw this. Come on. Verse 1, watch this. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. But there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Do you see it? You're gonna. I said, you're going to. It's coming. Glory to God. Get your eyes off of where we are and get your eyes on where we're headed. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Verse 3 says, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and will be their God. Come on. Now, physically right now, right here on the earth, we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. We're called the temple of the Holy Spirit right now, right here. But when this day comes, It's not going to be spirit. It will be spiritual, but it will be a reality in our flesh. We'll be able to see Him. Come on. We'll be able to see. That day's coming. Woo, glory to God. Just if we all, right? If the big earthquake swallowed us all up right now and we all died. Woo, glory to God. You know where we're going to be? We're going to be right in heaven all together. Jesus! Jesus! Woo! Glory to God. I see myself there. When I read this, I'm saying, woo, look at that. Look at that. It's coming down. Look at that. City is coming down right now. Look at that. And this wasn't just a small little suburb. 1,500 cubed. That means 1,500 this way, miles, 1,500 miles that way, 1,500 miles on the back and on the side, and then 1,500 miles high. He saw it coming down. It's coming down. Watch this. Now, just to get the perspective of that, drive from here to Denver. Come on. Come on. That's one side. And the drive from Denver up into Canada. Come on. Then across Canada, way up there on the tundra, and then drive back here. That's the city, but not just there. Then you got to go up that same amount. Not just a mile high. You know what I'm saying? It's way up there, right? Come on. 15. Woo, glory to God. But it's coming. And we're going to see it. It's a part of who we are. I get to see this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. And God, well, listen to this, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write these words, for the true and are faithful. What does that mean? There's coming a day that the pain that I'm feeling now will not even exist. Glory to God. I get joy when I think about, I'm going to heaven. I got some friends right now in heaven. Wouldn't you just love to talk to Ronnie for about 10 minutes? Right? He passed away several years ago now. But how's it going? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My friend Gary just passed away this last year. Gary, how's it going? I know he's dancing. I know he's jumping. I know he's running. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is we have to get our eyes off of our circumstances and let joy come from our position of who we are in Christ Jesus and what He's done for us and who He's made us to be. Look at verse 23. Glory to God. 21:23. It says, and the city had no need of sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth shall bring glory and honor into it. Come on. And the gates aren't going to be shut day or night. That means I'm going to be walking in it sometime. I'm going to be walking out it sometime. I'm going to be able to go in. God's going to be in there. I'm going to be able to go up and say, hey, God, I'll bow, we'll do all of that stuff. But that's my reality. That's what I'm going for. That's what I got to keep my eyes on. When pressure comes, when grieving comes, when circumstances come, I got to get my eyes off of here. Remember where I'm headed. Remember where I'm going. Remember the blessed hope that is inside of me. I get joy when I think about, come on, there's coming a day when I'm going to see it. I'm going to see Him. I'm going to see Him face to face. I've never seen Jesus. I know other people have had face to face encounters with Him. I know other people have had visions of heaven. I know other people talk about going to heaven. I've had none of that. I've never had a visitation, a vision, any of that. But I do know that I've encountered Jesus. I know that He's in my heart. I know that He speaks to my heart. I know that He changed me from death to life. I know that I'm different. I know that I might look the same. Sometimes I might even act the same. But I'm not the same man I was before Jesus entered into my heart. Glory to God. I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. But there's coming a day that when even this flesh is going to be put off. Come on, we as Christians, man, we got to start looking at things different. Come on, we've seen people die, right? I'm in Hawaii, my wife's had a heart attack. I don't know if she's going to live or die. But I had to come, Lord, it's in your hands. But I refuse, listen, I refuse to get down either way. Because if she dies, she's going to be with you, so she's not in pain. So if I'm really in pain and being blue, which, you know, you understand, there'd be sadness there, but the reality is, if I really believe what I believe, then I'm going to be rejoicing. She's not in pain anymore. She's face to face with Jesus. She gets to dance for the first time. She gets to really run for the first time. She gets to breathe for the first time in her life. Come on, glory to God. Come on. Christians should never say, well, you know, I lost my husband. I lost my... You didn't lose nothing. You didn't lose nothing. Not if they were saved. They're not in your past. They're in your future. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you just imagine? Just imagine. You're passing from this life and you're walking into heaven. Who's going to be there to meet you? Right, Jesus is going to be there. But so is mom. So is dad. So is grandma. Come on. So is Gary. Come on. So on and on and on. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Glory to God. We got something to be happy about. Are you with me? Can you handle a little more? Go with me to Psalms chapter 5. The Psalms chapter 5. Now, I know I should be distinguished and you know, reserved and you know, just formal and all of that. But see, the reality is, if I really am absorbed in Jesus, my dignity's just got to go. Right? I mean, I'm not saying I got to be stupid, but at the other hand, listen, if I really come into the presence of God, I don't care what you think of me. I'm more concerned with how I react to Him. Glory to God. You remember David and his wife? He usher in the presence of God into the city, finally got it back into Jerusalem. He's so excited. He's dancing. He's rejoicing. Do you understand? He's got the singers and the band playing, and he's rejoicing, and he's dancing so much he comes out of his clothes. He's just wearing his undergarments, and he's dancing in the street. The king dancing in the street because of the presence of God. And his wife goes, you're a king. You should act more dignified than that. And she returned, oh, honey, you haven't seen anything yet. Come on. Come on. I'm going to be even more undignified than this because I'm living in the presence of Almighty God. The one that was with me in the pasture when I was holding the sheep. The one that was with me in the caves when I was about to be destroyed. The one who anointed my head with oil and then I had to wait all those years to receive it. That same God is with me now. And I get to usher His presence into His house. I get to go into the house of the Lord where the glory of God is. I'm going to rejoice more and more. And if He had that, if He had that gumption, how much more should we have it that Spirit of God is not in Jerusalem somewhere housed in the Holy of Holies. It's living on the inside of me. Glory to God. We ought to wake up in the morning going, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. We can say it this way. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Whoa! I'm up today. I get another opportunity. And guess what? God is with me. Woo! Hallelujah! Yeah, come on. Come on. Woo! Verse 11. Chapter 5, verse 11. I can't hardly see my Bible. Verse 11. But let all of those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever whisper for joy because you defend them. Let them say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right? Don't raise your hand, because if you do raise your hand, just do it like this, because we don't want people to think that we're too wild. No, this says, look at, if you trust in God, if God is real to you, then it shouldn't be just a hallelujah. It should be hallelujah. Come on. I'm rejoicing in Him. I'm shouting. You know, shout is not a whisper. A shout is a shout. Woo! Glory to God. Think about the shout when they were going around Jericho and they were silent for all that time. All of a sudden they said, when the horn goes off, you guys shout. Think about a church that come together and they're so full of joy that a shout can be heard down on Bethel. Come on, can be heard down over here. What's going on over there? Glory to God. The presence of God is in the house and we're rejoicing in Him. Shout for joy! Woo! Well, let's... Woo! Glory to God. Shondaradabo. Hey, Kasato. Look at... But let all of those who rejoice who put their trust in you. Do you trust God? Do you really trust God? Or are you whining about what you're going through? Are you complaining about what you don't have? Are you disappointed in something that you thought God should have done? Listen, you're not trusting Him if that's your stance. But if your stance is that I trust God. Yeah, but this might happen or that. I don't care. I trust God. Right? Yeah, but they might win the election and we might become a socialist. But I trust God. Right? I don't care what happens out here. I trust God. So by the very fact that I've defined myself as one who trusts God, I've got to rejoice. Hallelujah. I got to rejoice. Glory to God. I may not like it. It may not be what I wanted. But I know that God's got me in His hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's read that again. But let all of those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout. Let them ever shout. That means forever shout. That means all the time shouting. There should be a whole lot of shouting going on when you're in the presence of God. I don't care if people are sitting in the pews or the rows and they're going, and you go, woo, glory to God. And they look at you funny. They're the dead ones. You're the one who's got joy. Come on. So don't look down on it. You know, don't say, well, maybe I should be a little more reserved right here. No, I think you ought to just get a little more excited. You know, just sit right next to Him and go, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I know it seemed to disturb you a little bit, but let me just tell you. Jesus saved me. I have the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. There's a day coming when I'm going to be with Him forever and ever and ever. I'm going to live in His house, you understand. So I got to, woo, glory to God. I can't contain it anymore. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my King. I think we need a little more shouting in here. I said I think we need a little more rejoicing in the house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we may not be many tonight, but we're great in the Spirit. Right? Why do we come to church to watch a group perform and worship for us when we ought to be the ones go, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't hear them anymore because the congregation is shouting too loud because of what God is doing for them and in them. Lord, there's something about the atmosphere of a shout that chases the devil away. Come on, that brings in the glory of God. Hallelujah! Woo! Shandarotoba Fabakaya. Woo! Glory! A shout of joy! A shout of joy! Woo! That's right! A shout! A shout! A shout! Woo! Glory to God! Woo! Ha ha ha! I said ha ha ha! Woo! Joy to the world! Woo! Come on. The world ought to see Christians enjoying life. Enjoying life. Are you enjoying your life? If not, what's wrong with you? Right? Yeah. Come on. Woo! Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hands are pleasures forevermore." In your presence is the fullness of joy. God, I'm coming into your presence right now. You inhabit praises? Well, praise is what you're getting. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. And in your presence, God, I have fullness of joy. My joy is not just capped at a certain level, Lord. It's inexpressible, God, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to stay in that joy until I feel what you've given to me. Glory to God. I like Mark Hankins, a great teacher, funny guy. But he said, when somebody comes up and asks me, "How are you feeling?" He says, "I'm feeling the same feeling that Jesus felt when he dealt with that feeling." Right? Come on. He took my suffering. He took my pain. He took my... Come on. He took it for me. So I'm going to feel what he felt when he delivered me from it. Glory to God. So I'm not concentrating on what I feel right now. I'm concentrating on what he's produced in the inside of me. Woo! Psalm 27. Ha, ha, ha. I said, ha, ha, ha. Don't back off on me now. Come on. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. 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 Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on. Look at Psalm 27 and verse 6 says this. "And now my head shall be lifted above all my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Even when the enemy's trying to come into me, even when I don't feel like it, then I'm going to give him the sacrifice of joy. Right here, right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My body might be hurting. There might be pain even in my mind and in my heart, God. But I'm rejoicing in who You've made me to be. Glory, they can strip everything away from me. They can put me in shackles. They can torture me. But they can't take my choice to rejoice. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! One more scripture, and then we'll close. Glory to God. Isaiah. You know this particular verse. I know most of you could probably quote it. Isaiah, and go to the 55th chapter. Isaiah 55. I don't know if you've heard it like I'm going to say it, but... Woo! But I'm just going to read it to you. You deal with it. You deal with it. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Ha, 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 Mr. Devil! Ha, 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 Mr. Devil. Verse 8. This is God talking. He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and it does not return there, but the water of the earth, and make it bring forth its bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Glory to God. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the very thing that I sent it, which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace." Come on. "I've sent my word. I've told you who I am. I've told you what I've done. I've told you who you are. I've told you what you can do. And because I've told you that word is true, that word will not return to me void. If you'll put it into action, if you'll start acting like it, you can be one who said, 'Woo, glory to God. I may not have it now, but it's on the way.'" Glory to God. Glory to God. I might have felt a little bit of a defeat, but listen, it was just a little defeat. The end result is that I am in the winning side. He's coming for me. I'm going with Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen again. I'll read that again. "For you shall go out with joy." Don't leave your house in the morning until you got joy. Don't leave church until you got joy. Don't go out until you got joy. You know, people will like to hang around with you a little bit more if you got joy. Nobody likes grumpy people. Christians shouldn't be grumpy people. Well, come and get saved. Just come and get saved just like me, you know. It'll be tough on you. Life will be miserable. But you need what I got. Honey, you keep what you got. But if you come to, "Woo, glory to God. I got up this morning and things weren't very good. I mean, my alarm clock broke and the coffee pot spilled all over the place. But I stayed in the presence of God until I got me some joy. So I'm leaving right now. My house, I'm leaving with joy in Jesus' name. I refuse to let myself rest in anything but the joy." Come on, the joy of the Lord. Woo! Listen to this now. "For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all of the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Glory to God. So if it's sunny tomorrow and you can see the Olympics, or you can see the Cascades, "Woo, glory to God. They're out with joy right there. They're singing praises unto God. They're rejoicing. Come on, come on. Think about it. Look at them and go, 'Woo, I got to speak about joy right here. Because the mountains and the hills are breaking into singing. I'm going to just join right in with them.'" Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. I don't know if you got anything tonight, but I preached me happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be depressed in the Christmas season. Don't allow that to happen. You control it. And if you start to feel it, start to laugh at it. Start to get on and say, no, Mr. Devil. I'm not down, I'm up. Glory to God. I was down, but when he was buried in the ground, so was my old life. But when he raised from the dead, I was raised with him. And I've got his power residing on the inside of me. I got his life on the inside of me. I have his joy on the inside of me. And I'm coming to the place one day. Come on, one day I'm going to be with him. I'm going to see that city come down. I'm going to see the trumpets. I'm going to see my heavenly Father on his throne. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is Lord of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I don't know how that came across on the live stream, but I'm telling you, if you were here, you'd be rejoicing. I hope you got off your couch or off your backside and began to rejoice, because you can have the same thing there as you have here. The The prerequisite, though, is Jesus has to be Lord of your life. Come on. You got to say, Lord, I'm living my life for you completely. If you don't know Jesus as Lord, just lift your hands up right now. Say, Father, I know I need a Savior. I'm not perfect, but I need Jesus. And look at, if you're even in the place where I was at one time, was a God, if there is a God. If you say that sincerely and say, God, show yourself to me, He will. Be watching. Be waiting. He's coming. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Amen.